Hey, now, Daisy, good morning to you.
Oh, well, let me introduce the the AFLW's Premiership captain, if you don't mind.
Skip.
And Toyota Southern Region Ambassador, the marvellous Daisy Pearce. Hi, Daisy.
Morning, boys.
Oh, your voice is still a little bit raspy.
No, feeling a million bucks.
What is going on? You're on a bender.
You're still on the tiles.
What's going on? Nah, I don't think I'll get through this.
What did you expect?
Hello, Jackson. Where are you? We need you, mate.
You weren't at the dentist with Gary yesterday, were you?
Yeah, I've got the lisp. I've got the lisp, and you've got the raspy voice. So, hey, congratulations. It was absolutely magnificent on Sunday. Heart in mouth stuff for that last 20 minutes.
It would have been a horrific game as a spectator. Like, there just wasn't a moment in the game. Two very strong contested ball sides and defensive sides as well. But, yeah, I was just so proud of our girls. Like, I watched it back yesterday with the group, which is the best game of footy I've ever watched, to sit there with your premiership teammates
when
over
you know
a couple
you won.
Of beers when you know you've won and just celebrate all the little moments. But, yeah, just our ability to keep turning up and crack in no matter how tight it got, it was.
This is absolutely. This has made my day hearing your voice. Absolutely. So, it was on Sunday. You've arrived back on Monday.
Yeah, Sunday night in Brisbane. Home Monday.
So that was a great one of the great nights, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was. Like,
did you stay in the rooms for a while?
Where did you go? Stayed in the rooms and then out into the middle of the oval at Springfield and. Just the best times, like just the people sharing. I reckon I would have heard "We did it" screamed out 1,000 times that night, just as it sunk in for everyone. Such a special thing. And as a team, like a lot of us have kind of been together since the beginning of AFLW. So we've in a short competition, we've had a bit of a journey together and have fell short, as you know, over the years, and felt like we were close and. Unlucky, but then once you win it, it's like, it was all meant to be this year. And pretty proud of the fact that it's the first 18-team year at 1-2 and proper final series. Like, it was, hard won. And
Daisy,
made all the more special by having to wait, I feel.
Yeah, and you look like you've developed a special relationship with the coach over this period of time too. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I absolutely love him. And
what is it about him as a coach?
He's an incredible footy man. Like, he's done everything in footy. He was a rookie at Carlton and played under Dennis Paikin and has some good stories. He's ran National Development Oz Kick. He's coached the Oakley Chargers. He's played in the Quaffle. So his footy is outstanding. Like, his understanding and passion for the game. But he's an amazing person. Like, his ability to connect and build relationships. Like, I know that's the buzzword in coaching at the moment, but I've never met anyone like him. He's an amazing worker and has time and energy. Like, if you want to get better, he'll get you better. He's never said no to a player.
You said that straight after the game, that if he's in Geelong or you needed someone, he would drive. And
he's a father of two young kids with his beautiful wife, Rach, but like the amount of time that bloke puts in a part-time program, like it's the reason that we won on the weekend. It's the reason why when expansion happens, you know, the star players in our team who get peppered with phone calls and big offers. Like, when I say big offers, AFLW, they're not huge contracts. It's not enough to live off. You have to have another job as well. So, you know, especially this season when we've got players running around on, you know, probably 50 grand. It did jump up this year and it was better, but they were getting offers that would have been able to set their lives up, lay a deposit down on a nice house, and they knock it back because they know the way to get the most out of their footy is to stand by this guy. He's just got incredible passion for the game and a want to develop you. And on top of that, the footy stuff, if you old man gets sick or you break up with your partner, he's the first person to ring you up and take you out for lunch and check in. So he's just an amazing person.
That's right. It's Daisy Pearce. It's not Jonathan Brown. And someone's text through and suggested that we've signed Brownie after he's left Nova.
Somebody also says that the new combination here, wispy, raspy and lispy.
Good one, wisp. And so the celebration is what excites. Well, you two are better place to talk about. I never did it. So the night's great. You get back here. Has it just gone through the week? Clearly it has.
Yeah, well, it just gets better and better. Like the initial elation of winning it, and then, you know, being able to come back to Melbourne, and we had a all club function. Oh, I'm surprised not to see you there, Gaz, actually.
I would have jumped on the wagon had I known.
not enough sheets.
Yeah, so Monday night back in Melbourne. So you just keep getting to share it with more people that mean so much to you personally, like your family and that kind of thing, but the club as well. And it was so special on Monday to, you know, have all the players and coaches and staff and from all walked corners of the club there. Yeah, it was awesome.
And what about little Gary and Tim? I saw them running around.
Tuesday, I went and got my first tattoo. And my second tattoo.
You got a one and a two.
Yeah, he's buried the lead here. Wow. Big tattoo on your ribs. You've really tied one on here, Daze.
Well, mate, I've been chipping away at this for a long time. And I wasn't
going to
waste it.
I love it. And you got your medal? Have you brought your medal in as well?
Yep.
The people, this is just sensational. The double tattoo on the rib cage. The raspy voice and now the premiership medal.
Why did you go the rib cage and not the calf?
Oh.
How much time did you spend thinking about where it was going to be placed?
Not much.
Not much.
2 minutes.
I think, so that should I choose to cover it up or should the situation need me to cover it up?
Is the whole team tattooed now?
A lot of them. I got that one first up, and then everyone else got like it. I'll show you. I don't know if I'll be able to get my leg up this
side. Oh, so you got the ribs and the leg?
Yeah, I got my first and second on the same day. Because I got that one, and then everyone else started getting this same.
This is up there with one of the great grand final celebrations.
What's that one? I can't even see that. What is it?
Put your glasses on.
Is it a demon, is it?
Yeah, a little demon emoji off the phone. And that's what everyone else got. And so I felt a bit left out. But I didn't have the matching one, so I had to double up.
If you tell us the twins got tattoos as well, then we'll say it's gone the whole.
They're booked in for Monday. it's pretty. I would never have got a tattoo. Like, I'm not a tattoo person. I just wasn't interested. My brothers are all covered in them.
How many of the team got tattoos?
I don't know. Maybe 15 and growing. And I'm working on Mick as well to get the matching one I won't spoil it because Taylor and I actually both got the same one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's not unfamiliar with tattoos. No, Taylor's got plenty.
There's a little bit less space on her than there was on me.
So
then Wednesday, it's just been awesome. And this is all happening in the moment. And then you have these little hours to yourself where it suddenly starts sinking in that, we've won the flag.
Can I just say that having been lucky enough to do what you've done, it'll be, I know how you're feeling right now, but it's something that links you to this group of people for the rest of your lives as well. Like it is amazing how it just keeps coming back over and over time.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's really special. That's been the thing that's hit me the most, I think, that, you know, you get asked in the lead up, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? And you don't really know the answer to that or what to say. But then, I always thought it was, you've got all these special memories with teammates already and journey you've been on, you're proud of how you've grown as a team, all those things, and it doesn't rely on a premiership. But the premiership just kind of, galvanises that. Like, you can't describe, which I'm sure is what you're talking about. But, yeah, you're suddenly standing there and I've cried that many times. You look at teammates, every teammate you've got some little story with, little Shelly Heath in our team who's awesome lockdown defender / tagger. So just a role player you love to play with. But she got drafted to the club when I was pregnant. In the year that I was having off pregnant, she's 18 years old. She lives on the peninsula. So one of the first times I hung out with her, her dad dropped her off at my house and big, very pregnant me, this is the door and there's this little mousy 18-year-old kid who barely said a word. And just everything that's happened since then in both of our lives and 4 years later, I never thought I'd get back and play. Mm-hmm. 4 years later, we're premiership teammates and, we'll be, when I'm 75 and she's my age, we'll be able to, she'll be able to ring me up and say, hey, I'm coming through bright. let's have a beer and talk about our premiership, yeah, and amongst other things.
It will always connect.
Hopefully
you.
By then we're talking about other things yeah. as well.
You won't be. It's great. It is so good to have you in here and to see the smile on your face and to hear your voice tells me that it's been a great week. These people out here haven't won AFLW premierships, but they are ready to have their own moment, and that would be a Toyota Hilux Rogue driving away with that. It's 70 grand's worth. And we're going to give that away. So
amazing. And it's so good, I must say, to walk in here. Like, we've done this the last 3 years. Mm. And I said...
You're dressed a little bit better this time around.
Year one,
well, you're in the gym gear last time.
Year one, I thought I was coming into a radio program. So I just stumbled in as you do. But, yeah, thank you, Tim. But to come in here today and see people getting together and, just the energy in the room, it's pretty awesome. And, yeah, it's... great that Toyota puts this together. What an incredible prize.
And one of them will agree with you. The other 42 are going to go home very, very
there could be a punch on is what I was thinking as that came out of my mouth, how lovely and warm it is out there.
So Toyota are back with us next year as well, which is great. They've been fantastic supporters of ours here on The Breakfast Show since Tim and I have been doing it. So that's one thing, but we've got to give away this magnificent vehicle. So we're going to take a break. We've got the barrel. Everyone's got a paddle. And if the number marries up to the paddle that you're holding, then it's going to be one of the great days for one of our great listeners out there. So we'll take a break and be back.